I find I am descending in a propeller plane upon Pasco in the state of Washington. I accept this. I know what I'm doing. Down below, the land is printed with huge circles. It is the irrigation system. It makes sense, because there are people who understand it, living with dignity in square houses, and the result, possibly, is 1 billion radishes. Now some so-called time has passed. The taxi driver experiments with very narrow streets to shorten our detour, and he says the Eagles will out-tough the Steelers. Do I argue? I conserve my strength. After a while, I have this unsettlingly smooth tuna salad with a pale pickle in a drugstore designed by Dwight Eisenhower, reading a few poems by David Rivard. I have thoughts. I have my Uncle Ralph's jacket, soft and droopy, giving me a sense of the past. But the rain is saying on the roofs of retail outlets, no guarantee. But that is so normal if you think about it. In a parking lot, I turn back toward the store to explain to the cashier that she charged me for 6 cans of seltzer, when in fact I only had 1 can from a 6-pack. But the idea of justice seems so fatiguing, I would rather just read a surprisingly serious detective novel. So I vibrate with indecision in the parking lot till all the car windows rattle imperceptibly. Then an alleged interval ostensibly intervenes. At the mall, a woman at a piano has played 1,800 songs from memory, according to the radio personality who stands with a mic, explaining her bid for the Guinness Book of Records. I am walking elsewhere, singing Tiny Montgomery, which I bet she wouldn't have been ready to play. I have this inner life. I think of my father, lonely in Vermont. I think of myself, lonely in Syracuse, of myself elsewhere, and of my old poem about a detective who can't solve a vast case, and as a result, I have feelings. But my teacher said, the future of American poetry can't be merely the notation of sensibility. When he said that, I felt a chilly fear at the edge of consciousness, like an ice cube in the corner of my stomach. That's how I felt. So then, consequently, I went shopping for some serious ideas, but then Ashbury phoned and left a message after the beep. Don't be a sucker. Ideas are for patsies. This made my throat get sort of dry, and then time passed, so to say. The texture, how it is and was, the how of how. I take my negatives to the camera store, but what comes back is never in living color. But I'll go along with this charade until I can think my way out. I've come this far. That day in 1971, I hitchhiked all the way to Montpelier, didn't I? And here I am. Suddenly, I have a son who focuses with tremendous insistence upon dogs, balloons, air conditioners, hats, clocks, and noses. To him I say, the world is okay. Life is good. We can accept it. Your dad is a little mixed up, but your shoes got tied, didn't they? As Barbara Cohen in high school said about politics, it's interesting, giving the word 4 earnest syllables. Interesting.